Barney, come here a second. Harper Harlow Monroe held up a facial towelette and waited for her godson to come over. He was playing with the other kids, his sister Buffy and Harper's daughter Poe, to be precise. But he had something smeared on his face, and she knew her best friend, Xander Pritchett, would melt down if he saw the mess. Having kids had mellowed him on some things. A messy face was not one of them. "What did you just call him?" Xander demanded from the other side of their picnic site. Since it was early spring, the two families, who lived across the road from one another, had decided to do their first picnic of the season down by the river behind Harper and her husband Jared's house. It hadn't been going all that well. Harper managed to keep her expression neutral, but it wasn't easy. Xander had been mad at her for weeks, ever since she'd told his son, Barnabas, that he didn't have to go by that name if he didn't feel like it. It was a lot of name for a 5-year-old. Barney had jumped at the chance to lighten things up. Thus, World War III officially hit in the aftermath. "Mind your own business," Harper called out as she used the wipe on Barney's face. The boy was adorable, big cheeks and eyes, but there was a lightness about him ever since he'd started informing people his name was Barney. Harper couldn't be certain, but she had a feeling that Barney was enjoying it so much because it irritated Xander. Since Xander would have done the same thing to his parents at Barney's age, Harper found the entire thing entertaining. "That's better, huh?" She grinned at the boy, who returned her smile with no hesitation. She was Barney's godmother, along with his twin sister, Buffy, but they called her Aunt Harper, and that's what she considered herself to be. She and Xander had been best friends since they were children, and the friendship remained intact even now that they were in their 30s. Well, mostly intact. Xander really was mad about the Barney thing. "Cool beans!" Barney shot her a thumbs up. Harper smirked. "Where did you hear that saying?" She knew darned well that Xander and his husband Sean would never utter those words together. "One guess!" Xander hissed as he drifted closer to the duo. His dark hair was slicked back with sweat. Chasing 3 kids under the age of 6 around was work, and the fire in his eyes told Harper she already knew the answer. "Oh, don't look at me like that," Jared ordered when multiple sets of eyes moved to him. He was helping Buffy put together a kite they'd bought at the store when deciding to throw their first picnic of the year. "That's a very cool saying." Harper's lips twitched. Her husband was effortlessly cool. He didn't care that his sayings were dated or that Xander was convinced his nipples needed their own zip code. He was a chill guy and a patient father and godfather. He didn't care what others thought. "Tell him that saying has got to go," Xander ordered. "Yeah, I think I'm okay with him teaching the kids cool beans," Harper argued. She absently cleaned Barney's hands while she had the wipe out. "It's better than a few months ago when you taught them Gucci sandals were a necessity of summer this year." "Gucci slides?" Xander shot back. "There's a difference. I would never suggest kids under the age of 13 wear freaking sandals. They'll complain the whole time that they pinch." "Yes, that's the thing to worry about," Harper drawled. "It has nothing to do with the fact that sandals that cost more than $30 are completely wasted at this age or anything."
"Oh, I can't even talk to you."
Xander held up a hand to blot out his best friend's face.